Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello to your beautiful chin chirper. It's Crystal Rosas back with another episode of Crystal's Nightcap. Tonight, my neighbor tried to hook up with me. I went on my first Raya date and what my mom had to say about him.
Hello.
Who's in here?
It's so dark. Ew, what's dripping?
Did I just step on something? You're now inside Crystal's cave.
So as you heard in last week's episode, back to the streets I go. I did not want this to happen. This was not my plan. I would have loved to continue dating the dude that I was dating, one of my boyfriends, Sam, but he apparently has respect for himself, which is, like I mentioned, unnecessary. He, I guess, doesn't want to treat me like a piece of meat, and I'm like, why? That I'm here for it. Just do it. But no. So he left me and I have just been going on binges, going on alcoholic binges and as well dating app binges. So let me explain what happened that night that he broke up with me. So actually, I already kind of explained it that I said no to the guy in my building that I met the first week that I moved in. So there's two guys in the elevator. It was a late night. I had just came back from being out and running the streets. And then I saw them in the elevator. They invited me back to their place. We had a few more drinks. And then we've kind of been friends ever since. We're calling him Johnny. So Johnny and I were kind of texting like the first 2 weeks that I moved in. And then I needed help with my building my IKEA TV stand. So he came and helped me do that. And then after that, he invited me to dinner, but I told him no because I just didn't want to date anyone at that time, especially someone in my building. And shortly after, I ended up meeting Sam and kind of dated Sam, but look what happened between Sam and I. So that's what happened with that. And every once in a while, I would hit up Johnny. I mean, Johnny even came to my verified party with some of his friends. Sam was there as well, and it wasn't a big deal because, like, me and Johnny weren't dating or anything. Me and Sam were, but it wasn't a weird vibe at all. And then we've ran into each other here and there. I've told him to, like, come through, or he's told me to come out, like, to come hang out, but we never really got to. And also, I was hanging out with Sam so much that I never really got the time to spend any with Johnny. So immediately that day when Sam broke up with me and left my place and threw the roses at me, I texted Johnny, but then decided that I didn't want to see Johnny that night or for him to come over because I just kind of needed my own time. And it wasn't going to help to be spending time with somebody else. So didn't hit him up at all. And then that next week came along, which was last week. And it was just kind of me doing my thing, nothing crazy. On Friday night, I had 4 tickets to the rodeo at Madison Square Garden to see the Bulls. So I was hitting up like some of my coworkers, I was hitting up some of my friends, and no one could really go with me. And I was like, oh, okay, no problem. Like, I guess I just won't go. So then Friday after work, I did some catch up with work, and then I ended up kicking it with Josh Martinez, who's our night guy. And him and I were just hanging out until pretty late because he doesn't get off until 11. And within that time, Johnny texted me and he's like, hey, Crystal, what are you doing tonight after the rodeo? Some of our friends are going to do a little pregame situation. Come through. And I was like, yeah, I ain't got nothing to do. Typically on a Friday night, I would be at Sam's or Sam would be at mine's. And I haven't seen Johnny in so long and be good to catch up. So let me catch up with Johnny. So I catch up with Johnny and I go to his place after I hang out with Josh Martinez, and it's like a whole bunch of people. I knew the other guy, I knew another one of his friends, some girls are there too, so it doesn't feel awkward. And we're just taking shots and drinking and playing beer pong, and it is such a good vibe. And I haven't seen Johnny in a few months, and let me tell you, Johnny grew up. Like, from when I first met him
in, what was it? My lease started in August. In August to now, I could tell that he's been eating healthy. I can tell that he's been hitting the gym. He was wearing some Yeezys. Like, he was looking good. Like, Johnny's killing it out here. And it was really, really great catching up with him. And then after we were pre-gaming there and hanging out there, we go to another one of their friends' houses, which is pretty much right next door. And we're hanging out over there and we're drinking even more. And I just by default kind of just start flirting, but nothing crazy or serious. And we're all just kind of hanging out, laughing, having a good time, getting to know each other, shooing the ish. So it's already like 2, almost 3 in the morning, and I'm hungry because I just drank so much and I'm tired. So I'm like, I want food. I'm going to go back home. Like, Johnny, are you going to stay here? Like, do you want to come eat? I have some pupusas. And he's like, yeah, I'll go and eat with you. I'm like, cool. So we leave their place and we go back to my place and I start preparing food for us and we just start kind of hanging out. And Johnny and I are drunk. We are mad drunk. And Johnny also, I forgot to mention this, I ran into him the day before and he was on his way out of the building going on a date. So I asked him how his date was and if he liked them and he was saying not really. And then we were like, Johnny started making moves on me. He started trying to kiss me. And I'm just like, Johnny, no. We are neighbors. This isn't going to end up well. The reason I didn't even go on the first date with you is because, look what happened to this other guy. I'm over here breaking his heart. Like, I don't want to be serious with anyone. We live a few floors away. Like, let's not do this. And he's like, okay. So then we keep hanging out. And then again, he tries to put the moves on me. And I really think it was also the alcohol. Like, if he wasn't that drunk, I don't think he'd be trying to make out with me. But he was drunk. So he tries making out with me again. And I'm like, Johnny, stop, bro. Like, no, this cannot happen. Like, we are neighbors. It's going to end up bad. Let's just keep being friends and kicking as friends. Like, chill. And he's like, okay. And he tries this again, like, 3 more times. It's not creepy. It's not weird. Like, again, I think we're both just, like, young, attractive, single kids. When alcohol gets involved and when you've known each other a little bit, like it could happen. But no, I don't need this. I don't need to start getting involved with another guy. I really care for Johnny as a friend and I don't want to start dating him because, like I said, we live in the same building and I don't want to bring that aura around. What if I see him? What if he sees me bringing someone else in? Like, it's just going to get awkward and weird. And it's only going to end up where we're going to hate each other if we take that more than a friend's kissing step. So I told Johnny, I'm like, Johnny, you're drunk. Like, you need to go home. Just go home. So I pushed him out. It was really funny. I'm not feeling any type of weird way about it. Like, he's such a cool guy. And I just don't want to ruin the friendship that we have because it's going to get ruined one way or another because I ain't trying to settle down. Like, it is what it is. Like, look what happened to Sam. So Johnny goes back home and I'm drunk. I FaceTime Sam. It's like pitch black in my room. He answers at like 3 in the morning. I don't say anything. He doesn't say, he just is like, hello. And I don't say anything. And he just hangs up. And I text him, am I going to see you tomorrow? Like, I'm just like drunk texting this guy. Like, I really do miss Sam. Like, part of my ego is hurt because he doesn't want to continue things with me. I'm just asking like what he's doing. And he's like, nothing, I'm at home. And it's just like, it's just drunk Crystal, like, needing attention from the guy that she likes. Nonetheless, I wake up and I'm like, oops, never mind. And this week I've been on Raya, the dating app that I mentioned to you. So I've been on Raya. I've been on Tinder a little bit. Tinder I don't really care for, but Raya, I am talking to this guy on there. He looks really cute. He's tall. I couldn't really make out what his ethnicity was. He looks a little Middle Eastern, kind of, but I wasn't really sure. Maybe white, not sure. Maybe Latino, honestly, not sure. But we've been DMing each other, messaging each other on Raya, and such a weird story with this guy. Like, he's from New York. His family's from here. But in the past 10 years, he's been grinding and working in San Jose, California. He's been living in the Bay for the past 10 years, and he just moved here in October for his job. So it's just funny because I feel like this guy is a New Yorker, right? But he also has, like, all the culture and gets it and everything from the Bay. So I thought it was really cool. He was really easy to chat with. He wasn't being weird or perverted when we were messaging each other, which is so important for me. Like, as soon as the guy in the messages starts getting sexual or gross, like, I'm never going to meet up with you because if I'm going to date you off of a dating app, like, I actually want to meet you and get to know you. Like, I'm not just going to... Even though I'm on Tinder, like, I'm not just hooking up with these guys straight away that I've met on dating apps. And honestly, I'm trying to think of the last guy I met through a dating app. And I think it was, like, probably, like, 3 years ago. Probably, like, 3 years ago. Not sure if I had Crystal's nightcap at the moment or not. But it was, you probably remember better than I do, but I think it was, like, one of the drug, like a drug dealer that I dated and picked me up, and he had really dirty Air Forces. Do you remember that? So, oh my God. I definitely had Crystal's nightcap when I went to that weird farm and met that like shorter guy. Oh my God. That was iconic because I talked all about it in the podcast. And the next day he was like, I listened to your podcast and I can't even be mad because everything you said was true. Anyways, I really can't even remember the last time that I linked up with a guy on a dating app. Like, I usually don't do that. I usually meet guys in person. Like, obviously, Sam, I met in person. And Hoboken Bay, I mean, through Snapchat years ago, but finally in person here. So it's like, I haven't done the dating app thing here because moved in May, June, July, August, met Sam and wasn't really dating anyone in between then other than Hoboken Bay. So this was my first time meeting someone in New York City off of an app, and he made the plans. We were kind of talking about places to check out here in the city. He said he wanted to go to this pho spot downtown called Madame Vo, and I was like, cool, looks good. They have chicken wings. Let's go. So I was like, when do you want to go? And he said, how is Sunday looking? I'm like, yeah, I'm down Sunday for like a late lunch. So then our date was supposed to be Sunday at 2 p.m., so Sunday morning, Friday night was when I linked up with Johnny. Saturday, I did absolutely nothing. Like, I just lounged around the house. I was hungover from Friday. I did absolutely nothing and ordered food in all day, went out for lunch. That was it. And then just slept all day. So then Sunday, I woke up, got ready, went to church, got to go say thanks to God, and that's also a thing. Like, I feel like when I was dating Sam, I wasn't really going to church as much as I would like to or should have, because he doesn't like to go to church and we like to hang out with each other on the weekends. And if he's there, then I don't want to go to church because he's there and I want to spend time with him. So this time I had no excuse to not go to Misa. So I went to church and it was the last Sunday of the Christmas. What is it? How do they say it? The Christmas season for the Catholic Church. And I think that the homily was really great because it talked about, at first he was like, what did you get for Christmas? Like, did you get what you wanted? Did you return some stuff? Did you put some stuff in the closet and you think you're never going to touch it again? Ultimately, you know, we think about presents for Christmas, but it's also important to think about the presence of Christmas and what the holidays bring and how we're keeping that jolly spirit throughout the whole year. And he was talking about how just like Mary and Joseph had to flee with baby Jesus from Bethlehem to Egypt for prosecution, there's a lot of people fleeing wherever they live or their areas to new areas to be safe or for a better opportunity or whatever it is. So whatever that case is for them, it's always important for us to be respectful and kind and lend a helping hand or just a healthy spirit to people that are new. So I thought that was very important. And I loved hearing about that. So that's what I learned at Misa. And then after Misa, I made my way downtown to meet up with this Raya guy. So so I'm on my way to Madame Vo, and he's like, exactly at 2 o'clock or 2:30 actually, because I changed it. I asked if we can change it to 2:30. Exactly at 2 o'clock, he sends me a message and he's like, hey, Crystal, I got us a table inside, which love the punctuality. Like, you know me, I was already ready to be there at 2:30, but I'm a lollygag and be there at like 2:40 just because I'm a girl and because I can. So I'm kind of lollygagging. And as soon as I get that message from him, I respond back to him and I say, oh my gosh, something came up. Sorry, can't make it. And I leave it like that for 2 minutes. And then I say, just kidding, I'm a few blocks away. Just to kind of, you know, keep him on his toes a little bit. I think I love a little first date prank. So then he messaged me back. He said, haha, you got me for a second. All right, I'm inside. So then I'm a little nervous, I'm not going to lie, but also like not very nervous because judging from the vibe off the messages, he seems like a cool guy. I feel very, very comfortable that he's lived in the Bay for a few years. So we have the same culture, like pretty close. If he's lived in the Bay since he was like 18, then yeah, we have pretty much the same culture. And I was just excited to see this guy. Now, what did I wear and what was I thinking? So I didn't want to go too dressed up, but this guy has wicked style. Like on his pictures on Raya, like he has like a Gucci chain on, like a thin, low-key Gucci chain. He likes jewelry. I see he's wearing some name brand thing, so he's into name brand here and there, but not like very, very flashy. Like he's not wearing like a sweater that has G's all over it, you know what I'm saying? He's more of like a streetwear kind of guy. He gives me like a little K-pop kind of vibe too. So I decided that I wanted to go a little classy, but also warm because it was snowing this weekend, and a little dash of designer here and there. So I wore the Burberry scarf that Sandrita bought for me because I want this guy to know that like, I know what's up. And my mom knows what's up. I wore my mom's also Louis Vuitton bag over the shoulder. The big one, you've probably seen it in pictures before. That's like my go-to everyday, very easy to run and round and have an umbrella in it kind of bag. And it's a crossbody. So I wore that. I wore my snow boots and I wore my big puffy down silver jacket. And everything else was kind of like brown. My brown pants that I just got. At the hotel when I was boutique shopping in Atlantic City. And then I wore a white long sleeve. And then did I wear a beanie? I don't think I wore a beanie. No, because I did my hair in a ponytail with, I did a high pony and then I did two slivers out the front, like two like bangs, long bangs in the front. Kind of like Ariana Grande vibe. So I wasn't too dressed up, but I also like didn't curl my hair or straighten my hair because it's like, what if I don't like this guy? Like, I'm not wasting an hour to do my hair, like if I don't even like him. But I knew I was still looking cute. So I was feeling cute, confident. I did my face. I didn't do a whole beat, but I did put on fake lashes only because most of my photos on Raya, I do have fake lashes. So I didn't want to scare this guy and look like a baboon. So I did put strip lashes, you know, just. And also it made me feel good too. And also I do wear strip lashes a lot. So I did put the little effort in the strip lashes. So after I sent him that message and I'm walking towards the restaurant, I'm getting a little nervous. But like I mentioned, I do feel a lot more comfortable because I know he's lived in the Bay for a while and we're going to be around a lot of people. And I feel like I'm going to let him do a lot of the talking and just kind of feel this guy out and hear what he has to say and see how deep he wants to go because Crystal is ready with the questions. Like, Crystal, I interview people for a living. This is my life. This is my job. Like, I will get out of you what I need to get out of you. So I pull up to the restaurant and I'm a little nervous and I'm kind of like peeking in to see if he's like where he's sitting. Can't really see it, but I do go in and I do see him easily. And he stands up to give me a hug and say, hi, nice to meet you. And it's a booth and a chair. Like the restaurant's really small and it's just a whole long hallway of a booth and then the tables and then the other chair. So he's sitting in the booth. He stands up and he's like, hi, nice to meet you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, nice to meet you. Hi. What are we going to call this guy? Oh my God. I already know the name I'm going to use, but we're going to get into it. So I'm going to continue the story and then we're going to tell his name. So I say, hi, nice to meet you. And he says, oh, would you like the booth? Do you want the booth? Or are you okay in the chair? And honestly, yes. What a king to think of that. Because me and my mom, Sandrita, we are always in the booth. And my brother and dad are always in the chair. And it is what it is. Ladies get the booth. That's how it is. And I thought that was so sweet. Like the little touch of him to ask that. Like so considerate. I would automatically take the booth. Thank you very much. But because he asked, Fredo, because he asked, I was like, you know what? No, I'm good in the chair, daddy. I am good in the chair, daddy. And the funny thing is I was talking about this to my prima Laura afterwards. And I was just like, it's because the standards are just set so low. Like, especially like the past guys that I've dated, like the bare minimum for me is like a round of applause, standing ovation. But seriously, that definitely did make me feel a type of good way that he asked. So I was like, no problem, I'll be in the chair. And so we just kind of start talking, and he's cool. He's not very shy. He's not like hella shy. He's not like an extreme extrovert, but he holds a conversation very well, which I really appreciated. And we started talking about a lot of different things. I got a background of what he is. I think I asked him, or he asked me, and he turns out he's Jewish. So we're going to call him Jew Daddy. This is Jew Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jew Daddy. Now, I've never dated someone Jewish. You know, in the Bay, there's not a lot of them. Like, there's only probably like five Jewish people that I knew in my entire high school. And there was like 12, I think there was, 1,200 of us. It was a small high school, granted, but, and it was a Catholic high school also, granted. But I mean, one of my best friends is Jewish. Megan, I've mentioned her before. And other than that, I don't know a lot of Jewish people. So he's a Jew daddy, and love that for me. And he has an interesting family background, which is definitely non-conventional, but he does have family here in New York, and he just spent time with them, and it seems like they care for him very much, and he cares for them very, very much, and that's really important to me, like a somewhat of a family structure, even though his is definitely different. Oh, and I forgot to say, like, the first thing that he said to me when I was sitting down and taking off my coat and everything was, digging your scarf. Okay, Sandrita, you're over here giving me riot points because you know you bought that scarf for me. And that was the first thing he mentioned, that he liked my scarf. So that was really cute. And what I noticed about him was that he likes two-toned accessories and jewelry, because I love two-tone stuff, like a gold and a silver together. I every day wear my silver Swarovski crystal I got for my quinceañera, and a gold rope that I bought for myself and partially Stepping Stone bought, because when he bought me a gold necklace, it kind of broke. So I just melted that down and made a fatter one for myself. So I love two-tone stuff. Like, I like to wear gold and silver, silver and gold. One of my ears is like silver and gold. Another one has like gold. Like, I'm very into that and very into jewelry. I noticed his glasses, his reading glasses that he wears, they're two-toned. Like, the frame, half of the frame on the left side is all gold, and the other half of the frame is all silver. So cool. And then a bracelet he was wearing, same thing. It was like a rope chain bracelet, but it was like rose gold, silver, or it could have been white gold, I don't know, and like gold. And I just thought it was very cool. And then he has like some ear piercings. He has like a little hoop that has like diamonds all over it. And he kind of mentioned that he got that custom made because the other one fell off at the airport when he was in Dubai, a little Dubai daddy. And yeah, I love jewelry and accessories. And also, like, seeing that he likes that and is into that was like really fun to watch. And we were talking about that for a while. And I was talking about investing in some pieces. I kind of wanted a tennis bracelet, but not sure. And he's looking into more jewelry and stuff. He was wearing like a blinged out small chain. I forgot what was on the chain, but I definitely peeped. We were having so much fun kind of talking that I had to be like, all right, so what are we going to order? Your girl's hungry. He got the regular pho and I got the chicken wings. And I told him, I was like, I'm not really a pho person, but I love chicken wings. He's like, well, we could have gone somewhere else. Like, I would have been totally down to take you somewhere else that you liked. I was like, no, listen, like, I like chicken wings. I saw the menu. I was fine with this. So then the server comes and asks us what we want to drink. And I kind of just sit there and he's like, do you want a beer? Do you want a drink? And I was like, and he's like, get a beer, get something that you like. And I was like, okay. So then I got a mixed drink and he got a beer and it ended up being hella good. Well, when the drinks came, he sipped his beer and he was like, this is so good. And then I sipped mine and I was like, this is so good. And he automatically was like, would you like to try it? And I think that's really, really sweet because I love to share food. I mean, what girl does it? But I am a very like sharing person and I always like to offer as well. Like, if I'm enjoying something, I want the person that I'm around to enjoy it with me as well. So that comment of him saying like, oh, do you want to try it? Like, just off the bat because he enjoyed it made me feel like, oh, that's really sweet. Like, he would like for me to enjoy what he enjoys as well. And I sipped his beer. I was like, oh my gosh, that is so good. And he's like, do you want one too? Do you want one as well? And I was like, oh no, it's fine. Like, I'll finish my drink and we'll be good. So we're chatting, eating.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Just getting to know each other. He's telling me about his job and what he does and how he's in this place where he feels pretty complacent at his job. So he's looking into doing something more challenging and not working for like the man anymore, because he works for a really big corporation that is worldwide, and everybody knows this. Everybody knows this where he works, and he's been doing it for a long time. It seems like he's comfortable. It seems like he's done what he has to do, and now he kind of just wants to be his own boss. And I'm just like an entrepreneur king, but he's just trying to figure out what he likes, and that's okay. Like, it takes time sometimes for people to figure out their love and passion. And if you have a job like your typical 9-to-5 that pays your bills and does what it has to do, and you get to live great, and that was fun for you and you got your bag from it, yeah, sure, why not explore and do your own thing? So off the bat, I really enjoyed his ambition, because for me, ambition and motivation is so attractive, and really one of the most attractive things of a guy is their ambition. And I can tell this guy, like, he's very ambitious, because some of his roommates are Korean, and he's learning Korean. Like, he's taking Korean classes because he wants to learn the language, and he hates having to put subtitles on with his roommates. So I think that's really cool. He's taking classes for jewelry because he loves jewelry and wants to see if maybe that's what he wants to do and get into. So I think that's really great that he's done really well for himself up to now, and he's, from what I'm guessing, enjoyed it up to now, and now he's just like, all right, time for me to do something for me and figure that out. So I loved that. And then he asked me, oh, what are you doing after this? Which kind of made me feel like, oh, dang, okay, like you're trying to cut the date over already. And I said, I'm meeting up with one of my cousins who lives around here. And he says, oh, actually, I'm going to meet up with one of my cousins too. So he says, let me hit the bathroom. He goes to the bathroom after I go to the bathroom, and I come back. And I ask, oh, do you know what time you're going to meet up with your cousins? Because I was going to meet up with my cousin a little later, like maybe an hour or two after our date. And I plan on just kind of wandering around, maybe going to a coffee shop, maybe like seeing if there's some stores to just walk around. So then I asked him, I said, oh, like when is your... What, do you have time? Do you want to get coffee or do you have to run? He said, oh no, yeah, let's go get coffee or tea or something. Let's find a place. So I'm like, cool. So then after our pho date, we go and we're walking around. We find this coffee shop. We're in the Lower East Side. We're in like East Village. And this is like a Ukrainian restaurant, coffee bistro kind of place. And we stumble upon this place, and it looks like it has desserts and coffee. And I say, do you want to go here? And he's like, yeah. So we go in there, and then we start kind of digging a little deeper into each other. And I think we start talking about red flags. And I forgot how the whole paying situation went at the pho place. My bad. So the date wraps up and the check comes. He grabs the check, and my purse is on the booth next to him. So I say, can you hand me my purse, please? And he's like, oh no, don't worry, I got this. And I'm like, no, it's okay. And I grab the purse and I'm like, are you sure I can pay? I can split it with you. And he said, no, don't worry about it. And I bring out my credit card. Now the credit card is really like the final, like, is he gonna tell me to split with him or not? And so I pull out the credit card. I say, are you sure I can really pay half? And he said, no, I got this, Crystal, you're good. And I'm like, oh, okay, like that's great. Because if he would have told me to split half, I wouldn't have gone another date with him. Like, I just would not have. And we just went through this with Sam. Okay, we just went through this with Sam. Yes, I'm over here baiting him and telling him, like, I could pay half. But at the same time, it's like, you better fight for that check. You better pay for the whole thing. Okay, so... And this has been my technique and strategy for a while. Like, I will offer... If you actually accept paying half, I'm not going to go on another date with you. And there's been one exception to the rule, and I will maybe share that in another episode, not tonight. But that's what I think. So he paid for the whole thing. I thought it was really sweet, and that's why I was like, let's go get coffee and dessert somewhere else.
And I already knew I was going to pay for that just for that. So when we're sitting down and talking and chatting over coffee, he suggests that we drink, I've never heard of this before, mulled wine. Have you heard of mulled wine? Me either. But essentially, it's just like warm sangria, and it was really good. So we had a cup of that. I had an espresso. He got a cup of coffee. I got another cup of coffee. So we're just kind of drinking and hanging out. And I said, getting to know each other more, we talk about red flags in a relationship. And that's why I brought the paying thing up, because I told him a red flag on a first date would have been if you didn't pay. And he's like, sheesh, good thing I paid. I mean, it's kind of like half a dozen in one hand and half in the other. I don't know if that's how you say the saying. I think I've heard Max say that a few times. But he was like, because, you know, if the girl is insisting, then you don't want to be rude and not pay. But I also do think that a guy should pay on the first date and, you know, I was going to pay. And I was like, yeah, so this date, don't worry, I got it. Like, this coffee, I invited you to, but you did invite me to pho, and, you know, you did invite me for our first Raya date. So I feel like you should have paid. And he was like, well, I'm happy that I did. I'm happy that I passed that test. And the good news is, hopefully he's not lying, but he said that this was also his first Raya date in New York City, that he started the app in October when he moved here, and I'm his first Raya date. Because that's when he got accepted, and he is my first Raya date. So we had our first Raya dates together. How cute. He was telling me about red flags on the Raya app, or just how girls are just very like Instagram perfect, and it's just a red flag. Like, if a girl he can tell is very, very into herself, then he just doesn't really like that. And even though he is Jewish, he doesn't really like to date Jew girls, because a lot of them are very like prissy and like demanding. But you can say that about any type of ethnicity, race, religion. So I don't think he was trying to be offensive by that. What he also said was that his family has always instilled in him, like, you have to date a girl that's Jewish. You have to date a girl that's Jewish. So he just kind of like, he was rebelling from that. So he doesn't really date Jewish girls, but he does date like Asian. He's dated Asian girls and he's dated Latinas. And in the Bay, of course, like, it's all Asians and Latinas. Love us for that. So that, I found out that he's also Catholic. He was baptized and was an altar boy, because when his parents split up, like something about that. So he's also Catholic, which is really funny. He isn't confirmed, but he was an altar boy. So he's like, I'm probably the only Jewish altar boy you'll ever know. So that was kind of silly and fun to talk about. But now he's not religious at all, and he just kind of does his own thing, which I think is great. He's also like a very positive guy. He dug into stuff that has happened, you know, growing up and from his childhood and his family. And it wasn't easy for him. So seeing his outlook now and the comments that he would make about it now, kind of being like, you know, it is what it is and we're fine now. And that, I think, is really telling about the kind of person and where he is at mentally, because sometimes people that grow up and it's not conventional or grow up and it's really tough, they kind of keep that chip on their shoulder. And I could tell that he's accepted everything that's happened to him and that he's been through in his past. And he is way bigger and better because of all of it. And that he's still, even though he still really values family and relationships and bonding and being around people. So I think that is really, really great. He's not a crazy extrovert, but he is adventurous. So, you know, he might not be like the loudest, craziest in the room, cracking all the jokes, but he's down for a good time and he's down for a good vibe. And I know that because he asked me, what's something that you've always wanted to do in New York City? And I told him, I'm like, I really want to do the hot tub cruise. You can rent a hot tub and take it around the Hudson. And I really want to do that. And he's like, oh my God, that sounds so fun. I don't know what he wanted to do. I mentioned that you can go like scaffolding on a building here on the edge in New York City. You can pay to like literally ascend and descend a building. And I mentioned that to him and he's like, I would be so afraid of doing that, but I would totally do it. That sounds so fun. So I feel like he's very adventurous and ready for a fun experience. And that's something that is important to me too. And then, yeah, we were just, it was a good date. It was a good date. Was it love at first sight? I mean, for either of us, I don't think so. And I don't think that's how like things really work, but I really dug his style. I really dug his vibe. He was chill. he wasn't like a clown or anything, but it was easy to talk to him and getting to know him. And I was totally interested in getting to know him more after the date. So he did have to run because he told his cousin he was going to meet him at 5:30, and it was already getting late. So then we wrapped up, and as I told him, I was like, no, I'm going to pay for this. He's like, no. Like, this is our first day. Like, I have to pay. And I was like, no, I invited you to coffee, so let me take this for us. And he was like, okay. Like, that's fair. And I think that's completely fair because that's what I wanted. I mean, he paid for pho, and pho was not cheap, even though we just got drinks and food. And then I had no problem paying for coffee and a drink. So that's how the first date was. Afterwards, I walked him to the train station, and he was kind of like, oh, where's your coat from? Like, this, your coat goes hard. Like, he was liking my style, which was important to me too, because it's like, okay, Crystal got it. And then, yeah, we have similarities. Like, we're not at the clubs anymore. That's not really our scene. We were chatting about how we both like to kind of just go to a lounge and kind of do something low key, but we're down to get ratchet every once in a while as well. He was also complaining about how the clubs here are all EDM and house music and how he doesn't like that. He likes hip hop and rap. And I was completely agreeing with all of that. So it's things like that, you know, because of course, by default, I'm going to start comparing this guy, Jew Daddy, to Sam. And Sam really didn't care for hip hop or rap or like, you know, hip hop music like that. And for me, if I'm going out, like, that's the kind of music that I need to pop, drop, and lock it to. Like, I need to do my slut drop to bounce that ass. So Jew Daddy is definitely on that same level, which was fun. He asked me what my like top Spotify was, and I was telling him like probably Bad Bunny and Taylor Swift. But honestly, I listen more to podcasts, and he was telling me he loves J Balvin and some hip hop people too. So we have the same taste in music, which was great. And I think that we have a lot in common, especially because we're both from the Bay. I think that we had a good time together and a good vibe. I think that I would really like to see him again. And then after our date, I went straight to my prima Laura's house. We haven't seen each other in so long. You guys know that she lives here in New York City. And we got to catch up, and I got to tell her everything about Sam and the worries that I had. And she completely agreed with me about the whole paying stuff with Sam. Because our dads are just, my prima Laura and her dad and my dad are brothers, and they pretty much treat us all like the exact same because of our family values and all that. And she agreed, like, you know, our parents always pay for everything for us. Our dad pays for everything for the whole family and more. And if a guy isn't doing that for you, like, it's an issue, especially if you guys are still courting. And she was excited about Jew Daddy, and she agreed that he was fine and really hot, and we'll see where that goes. And she's doing really great too. It's so funny because her and I are talking about living here in New York, and the problems that we have are just like, they're not even first world problems anymore. It's like literally like 1% problems. Not that we're in the 1%, but just because it's like, she's working from home, and she's very compliant and complacent at her job, and she's not feeling challenged. So now she wants to see if she wants to get a harder job, but also she can work from wherever she wants. So she wants to see if she should just like not pay her lease anymore and go travel and, you know, live month to month somewhere with her boyfriend across the world. Like, those are her worries and problems, which are so funny because it's such a great problem to have, and we both love him. And same for me. Like, I had a guy who was amazing, but he didn't pay for everything, and then he ended up breaking up with me, and now I'm on Raya meeting these different guys. And, you know, my problems are literally that, because I don't have work problems because I love my job. But it's just like, oh my God, you know, when is my next vacation going to be? And I don't know where. It's just like, these are literally 1% problems that we worked so hard to have. But we were just kind of laughing and making fun of each other for these things. But we ended up just hanging out, going to one of my favorite Italian restaurants down in the East Village. It's called Little Frankie's. I've mentioned it before. They have amazing beet raviolis, and we walked in and they had beet raviolis that night. Thank goodness. So we got to bond a little bit over dinner, and then I dropped her back off at her man's house, and then I went back home after that, and I was expecting Jew Daddy to message me, but he didn't. We didn't exchange phone numbers. We just kept it on to the app. He didn't message me. I'm like, okay, maybe he didn't have fun. But we did say, like, and he was saying on our day, like, oh, I needed to take you to this place, or we should look at these places. Oh, we definitely need to come here one time. Like, we kind of did unsolid, like we didn't solid make plans for the future, but we did say, like, I did tell him I had a great time with you and I, like, I'm sure we're going to see each other soon. We didn't make a definitive when, but based off the vibes that we had, I thought that we had a good time and I thought that, okay, yeah, this guy's definitely going to want to see me again. But he did message me that night, Sunday night. So I was kind of like, oh, okay. Like maybe he's just with his cousin and doing his own thing. Kind of want, just doesn't want to message me. So then Monday comes along in the morning and I thought he would message me in the morning and then he didn't. And then like the afternoon's coming around and he didn't. And then 2 o'clock comes around. Why You Cheesin' is our first segment on Max and Crystal on Z100. And I said I was cheesing because I went on my first New York City dating app date. Like I've never gone on a dating app date and I went on and it was this Jew daddy and he was amazing. And we'll see. So I kid you not, like 3 minutes after I said that on air, he messaged me on Raya again. And he was just like, hey, Crystal, what did the message say? It was just like, hey, great seeing you. I found another spot that I want to take you to in Hell's Kitchen. Would you be down to go? Look it up and see what you think. So I was like, oh, okay, second date already. Like, here we go. But also, were you listening? Because I literally just mentioned you and talked about you and talked about our date on air 2 minutes ago. And also, you guys, I don't know if he stalked my Instagram already because I didn't tell him what I did, really. I told him that I work in, I work for a media company and he was kind of digging my brain about that. And he said what? And I said radio. I kind of do all of it for radio, do content creating, writing for radio. And then he did ask me, like, what's my ultimate goal? Like, what do I want to do and be? And I was like, I'll be the Mexican Wendy Williams. That's what I'm going to do. And then he brought up a picture. This is where I'm like, does he freaking know my Instagram? Because listen, he brought up my picture and it's on my Instagram and I put it on Raya. Okay. It's a picture of me laying down and I'm wearing like the pink turtleneck and I'm like, which Spice Girl am I going to be? And then he asked me on a date, if you were to be a Spice Girl, which Spice Girl would you be? And I was like, huh? And he was like, yeah, like your like on, in your picture, like the cat, like the comment, like the one with the pink turtleneck. And I was like, wait, that's on Raya? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. And I kind of continued, but listen, the caption of that picture is not on Raya. All right. And I tried looking at his, looking for his Instagram. Now, if you're on Tinder sometimes or Hinge, I forgot which one, you can connect your Instagram to it. I know that my Instagram is connected to my Raya, but I tried to make sure that you couldn't see it through there, like a hide it. And when I go on his page, I can't see his Instagram. So it seems like we have the same settings, but there's also no caption or quote or anything on Raya on that picture that has to do with Spice Girls. So in my head, I'm like, does this guy freaking know already what I do and who I am? Because if so, this is a tragedy. Like this is awful. Like this is worst case scenario. Like this is not what I want. And also like this guy makes music. He made music when he was in LA for a little bit and he was kind of popping off. He said he did a few shows here and there, but I don't like dating people in the music scene because of my job and because of this. So I don't know if this guy knows everything of what I do and am. Like I briefly said radio during the date. But then he did bring up the Instagram caption about Spice Girl. So I'm very confused and I'm praying to Lord Baby Jesus above that this guy didn't see my Instagram because I don't want him to see my Instagram because yesterday I posted a podcast about freaking making a dude's eggplant bleed and the whole Sam situation. And I'm sure if he's an inquisitive guy, he'll like check out my podcast. And like, I do not want that. Like, that is not what we need, especially for our first Raya date, especially being back in the dirty streets of beautiful New York City. Like, I don't want a guy knowing exactly what I do yet. And even when I dated the millionaire, it was like the third date in and I still didn't tell him exactly what I did. I still need to tell you the dating millionaire story. Like, I still need to tell you that because that's a good story. And the text, the last text he sent me, iconic, A1. I'll get to that when I'm like having a dry week. But I don't like telling guys what I do off the bat. And Sam was a different case because Sam was already hardcore going after me the first day that we met. Okay. And it wasn't until like later on that he found exactly out what I did. And it really didn't matter to him because he doesn't listen to the radio. He doesn't know anything about the celebs or artist life. Doesn't care. So that wasn't a factor to him. But for this guy, like, I just don't know people's intentions. And I really am unsettled that he might know my Instagram and not, which means he knows my life. Like, literally, if you know my Instagram, you know a lot about my life. You know a good 85-90% of my life. And the rest is on Crystal's Nightcap Instagram. So if he adds that one, it's really over. It is really over for us. So I'm going to have to pick his brains about that. I really am. I'm going to, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to try to freaking find out if this guy knows my Instagram and everything that I do. Because he also mentioned, like, well, with what you do, you must see celebs and stuff like that all the time. And it's just in my head, I'm like, but how do you know? How do you know? Is it just very obvious because I said radio? Because when I think of radio, I think that there could be a whole bunch of different. Because when he said, what do you do with the radio? And I said, oh, I do different things. I write. I am like I do content stuff for them. So I didn't say I talk on the radio. I did not say I talk on the radio. So we'll see. So there's that. We have Jew Daddy. And after he invited me to go out again with him, I asked him when he wanted to link up and he said Thursday. So like he ain't even waiting for the weekend, honey. He wants to see me on a weeknight, which is great. Exciting. But also I called my mom because I was like, Mom, this guy already wants to go on a second date. Like I'm feeling a little nervous. I think this is a little too soon and too fast. I don't want this guy to fall in love with me and then me break his heart like I did to Sam because I want to date other people still. Like, I just don't want it to get too serious too soon. And my mom just like, listen, Crystal, take things very slow with him. Let him take you out. Let him court you. Don't go to his place. Don't let him come to your place. Don't do anything sexual with him. And just take it slow. Just take it very slow. And, yeah, guys are going to fall in love with you. Like, it is what it is. And of course my mom's going to say that because my mom's like, you know, she created me. Like, what are you going to say? But she's like, yeah, guys are going to fall in love with you. And it's just, you just really have to maneuver things in, like, interestingly going forward because now you do know how it could end in the direction it could go. And some guys are going to be okay with it and want to stick around while you're being single. And some guys are going to be like Sam and are going to cut you off and going to kick you to the curb because you're not ready for that next step and you're not mature enough for a relationship right now. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I like this guy. And I know that the more time you spend with someone, the more you even get to like them. And he's likable. He's good looking. He has a great, strong head on his shoulders from what I could tell on our first date. You never really know. Maybe he's not taking me seriously either. I mean, not like I'm taking him serious or anything, but maybe he's going on more dates right now. So maybe I shouldn't think of it too crazy. Like, oh my God, he really is going to fall in love with me. But yeah, I'll keep you posted about date number two, which by the way, I already went on. See, this is so annoying. This is why I knew it was a bad idea to like extend the podcast and like be a week late of current news, but it's all good. You guys are going to hear in next week's episode how date number two went. So stay tuned for that because things are getting interesting, ladies and gentlemen. They really, really are. Nonetheless, thank you so, so much for listening to another episode of Crystal's Nightcap. If you have not subscribed, please subscribe. Share the podcast with your friends if you are really loving it. I am live on the radio Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. every afternoon with Maxwell in New York City. But if you're not in New York, don't worry. You can also listen on our free iHeartRadio app wherever you are. I'm also on tons of markets on the weekends, so check my socials for which ones. On everything, I'm at La Crystal Rosas. We have our own Instagram at Crystal's Nightcap, and you are loving it. And I am shocked, speechless at the nickname one of you decided to give my ex-boyfriend, Sam. Okay, he's not obviously an official ex-boyfriend, but one of them. And I have to shout you out. Danny B415. You tweeted after I posted the link to Twitter, hashtag Team Sam, hashtag Venmo King. Wow, what a name. It's true. Sam really is the Venmo King.
I have nothing to say to that. Even my mother, Sandrita, we love her. Sandra even commented with the emoji. So, yeah. Sandra shook, but it is what it is. He is the Venmo king. We're going to see if this next guy that I'm going on date with, Jew Daddy, is a Venmo king. And yeah, you're going to love it. Trust me, you. So there it is, another episode of Crystal's Nightcap. I love, love, love you, and I'll see you on the next one. Mwah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.